this day we call Easter, amen, or some call it Resurrection Day. But one thing we know, he got up. Amen. He no longer, the tomb is empty, somebody said. Amen. All power is in his hand. We love the Lord. We honor him today. We give him glory and praise in the house. Psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gates of Jerusalem. We're highly blessed and highly favored to be in the house of God today. Amen. Certainly, this is another day that the Lord has made. And I don't know about you, but I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for you coming out on this Easter Sunday and to celebrate, amen, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to give him honor and glory. I thank God for the praise that flowed up before the Lord. I thank God, amen, inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you have to change things a little bit.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Just let God flow.
Amen. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You just got to be spontaneous.
Oh, yes. God.
Into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Come in praising him. Amen. Don't wait till the drums drop. Don't wait till the music starts. You got to come to the door. Make your own music. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Oh, I tell you, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. We love the Lord. We honor all of you, all of our officials. And first of all, the Lord Jesus Christ. We love him. We're going to be a little brief today, brother. Who's going to break my sister? Somebody need to. Amen. Amen. We'll be brief as possible. But this is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. And we're going to be rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, yes.
Scripture. Out of the book of Luke, I think this might have been, that was a part of our Sunday school lesson on today, out of the book of Luke, and we're going to give to you what the Lord has dropped into our spirit to impart to the people of God, amen. Luke chapter 24, amen. We've got a video here in verses 1 through 8, Luke 24, verses 1 through 8. The Bible reads, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by in shining garments.
Yes.
And they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth. Mm. They said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead?
Yes.
He is not here. He but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee? Saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Thank God for his word. May the Lord bless. Subject today, the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection. May be seated in the house of the Lord. The power of his resurrection. I believe that if we really understood and practiced the real significance of this day, there would be a great change in how we act, how what we believe and what we do. You know, because everything seems like everything, when it comes to God, everything is so commercialized. We're talking about Easter, Christmas, whatever holiday that surrounds Jesus Christ. It seems as highly commercialized.
Yes, yes.
Amen. They don't want you amen, to pull it out of nativity scene, but they want you to buy Easter egg candy.
Now.
They allow the stores to display all the candy on the sidewalks, wherever they want to go, and advertise it. Amen. Everybody's fine, as long as the dollar is flowing.
Yeah.
But put a nativity scene. No, no, somebody got to complain about it. But I come to tell you today, amen, one day the Bible says that at the name of Jesus,
yes,
every knee going to have to bow.
Hallelujah.
Every tongue going to have to confess. I don't care what they're trying to do now, but there's going to come a day.
Come a day.
Amen. They're going to have to bow before this God. They keep pushing aside.
Yeah.
Because power was in his resurrection.
Yes, yes.
Not only in his resurrection, but while he was here on earth. Amen. He endured a whole lot of things.
Yes.
Not because of what he had done, but because of what we had done. We owe God a praise as we worship this day.
Yes.
Jesus had the power to lay his life down.
Uh-huh.
He had the power to pick it up again.
Yes.
He had the power to save us. He had the power to heal us.
Yes.
He had the power to pull down strongholds.
Yeah.
That's the power of his resurrection. Now, Jesus came for a specific purpose. You know, he made a perfect environment before sin entered into the picture. But when sin came in and they tried to eradicate sin by using bulls and heifers and all of that kind of turtle doves and all those kinds of animal blood, but none of that worked. Man waxed worse and worse.
Amen. Amen.
I believe if you leave man to his own with no rules, no regulation, my goodness, what kind of society would we have?
Yes.
Even now with the Lord Jesus Christ and with the laws that we have, the depravity of man is gone beyond what we can imagine it ever could be. Mm. Folks sometimes don't want another race to live. They call it ethnic, I think that's what they call it, ethnic cleansing. Huh? Ethnic cleansing. Want to wipe out that whole generation. Well, Hitler had the same thing in his mind. You know, he thought he was going to kill all the Jews, I think over 6 million. Hallelujah. But he didn't know he couldn't find them all.
Yes.
Because they were God's ordained people.
Yes.
He thought he had them all, but they are still here. Because I don't care what the devil says about you, if you belong to God,
right,
God ought to let him go so far.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through right now. God's not going to let the devil go but so far. So to April, hang in there.
Yes.
And it might tell you you can't live.
Yes.
But God said, I died for you.
Oh, yes.
He's a healer. Tell Sister April, God's a healer.
He's a healer.
Hallelujah.
He's a healer.
All these saved, holy, sanctified folks around here, somebody's sick and nobody can get healed. You can be healed, Sister April.
Oh, yes.
This will be your resurrection day.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't believe every doctor's report that you see. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that Jesus came on the scene.
Hallelujah.
And he didn't come just to be coming. There was a specific purpose why he had to come.
Uh-huh.
And Matthew describes it in the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew. I'm just going to read it for you. You read it before many times. He said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused unto Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David,
yes,
fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her, is of the Holy Ghost. Now here is his purpose for coming. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Yes.
For he shall save his people from their sin.
Yes.
Aren't you glad you're saved today from your sin? He came to die that you might live.
Hallelujah.
Hey, thank Thank you, Jesus. That's how you can shout. We, in the name of Jesus, you have the victory. In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. That's the power of his resurrection. Oh, if the church can ever get a glimpse of the real Jesus, the power that's really in the name of Jesus. Devil tremble at that name. Woo! Hallelujah. The devil shut up at that name. I don't know about you, but sometimes things come upon you all of a sudden and you can't think of anything to say. All you got to say is Jesus. That power in that name. For he said, there's power in none other. There's none other name of heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He has the power to save. If God hadn't saved me, where would I be? Where would you be? Ooh, I'm almost through preaching. Ooh, glory to God. He paid a price to secure our salvation. I said, he paid a price to secure our salvation. He was lied on. He was falsely accused. Even he was slapped in the face, spat upon, nailed through his hands, nailed through his feet, pierced in his side, buried in a borrowed tomb, got up early on Sunday morning, said, all power is in my hand. And that's why the songwriter said, God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove that Jesus lives. And because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, hallelujah. I don't have to worry about what the devil says. He can howl all he wants to. I stop by to tell you today that Jesus, he lives, he lives, he lives. That power in the name of Jesus, that victory in the name of Jesus, that healing in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Satan's got to flee. Tell the devil, back up off of me. I got power to resist your power. Hallelujah. God is saying, if you only believe, all things are possible. You can tell that mountain, get out of my way. You can tell that boss man, you can't fire me. Hallelujah. You can tell your paycheck, move on a little bit. I want you to increase. Tell your bank account in the name of Jesus. I want you to increase. Tell that devil, leave my child, leave my daughter, leave my son, leave my grandchildren. Because in the name of Jesus, I got power. And the songwriter kept on saying, he said, because I know holds the future, and my life is worth living just because he lives. I say, life is worth living. Life is worth living because he lives. Sometimes there's pain, and sometimes there's sorrow, but I know because he lives. Because he lives. Because he lives. Let healing flow my way. One of these days, God's gonna wipe. Bible says, Isaiah 53 and 5, but he was wounded. Sometimes you gotta get a jumper cable. Hallelujah. Maybe my car is not powerful, but this car I can hook up with that car. And that car help me start.
Oh, have mercy. When your back go down, spirit, you gotta hook up with somebody. Hook up with somebody that got some power to help you move. Church with a group of baptized believers. We gotta exercise the power that's in Jesus. Because you ask not. Hallelujah. Believe it is so. And it's so. And it's so. And it's so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We believe God. Hallelujah. God is working something out right now that you don't know of. Hallelujah. Because somebody dared to believe what the word of the Lord says. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're working it out. You're working it out. A change. God is doing it. God is doing it. Amen. Look for God to move. Look for God to move. Look for God to move. Hallelujah. The scripture says, Lord, who shall believe our report? Who? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said it would happen. Hallelujah. And we are baptized. believe is filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. The same Jesus that rose from the grave, he said if you had the faith but the grain of a mustard seed, you can say to yonder the mountain, be moved, and it shall be moved. Hallelujah. Look for God to make a difference. Look for. Listen, I'm not a prophet. I'm not prophesying. I'm just going to tell you what the Word says. And I'm just doing simply what the Word says. Amen. God is going to do something special for you. And don't be surprised. Listen, don't be surprised if the devil comes at you harder. Y'all listen to what I'm saying? Listen, don't be surprised if the devil comes at you even harder because of the anointing that the people put upon you. Oh, but that tells me, it tells you, you're getting close to the victory. Because the closer you get to your victory, the stronger he tries to come at you. But in the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. In the name of Jesus. And it's so. And it's so. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's so. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all not doing what I told you. If you touch somebody, take two people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to do it the way the preacher said. Hallelujah. You got to be two people. Two people got to do the touch. Two if you. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Do what the Lord said to me. The Lord speaking to me. Two. Touch and agree. Touch and agree. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only for, listen, this is not only for your sickness or affliction, but whatever you're going through, we believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. God is going to make it everything all right. Tough times, but God works in tough times. In the name of Jesus, we love him. Hallelujah. We praise him. We praise God in him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. My. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't even have to say anything. Just touch and agree. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And while you're up here, touch me too. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glory. I don't leave myself out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All you got to do is touch and agree.